الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل ولقد صدقكم الله وعده إذ تحسونهم بإذنه حتى إذا فشلتم وتنازعتم في الأمر وعصيتم من بعد ما أراكم ما تحبون منكم من يريد الدنيا ومنكم من يريد الآخرة ثم صرفكم عنهم ليبتليكم ولقد عفى عنكم والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, we are still busy discussing those ayat pertaining to this particular battle that is called Ghazwatu Uhud. And in this particular battle, Ghazwatu Uhud, there were two difficult or trying times that came upon the believers, and one was that of when the Muslims heard that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was killed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the verses pertaining to that, beginning from وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. And in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the second period, the second time or trying time that came upon the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this now in detail. We've discussed this some time back briefly. Here now we can listen to the verses that gives us the description of what happened there in detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِهِ. Allah says, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to assist you. Allah's wa'd, His promise refers or means His nasab, that Allah's help will always be with you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was true in that promise. So Allah promised you He's going to help you, and yes, Allah was helping you. So Allah explains, how did Allah help you? إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِهِ. When you Muslims were massacring them, you were killing them properly through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how things were going on at that time in the battle, at the start of the battle. But then a time came, حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Allah says, Allah's help was coming. Until when you lost heart and you lost courage, and now you disputed regarding something. What happened was, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam posted a group of archers at one mountain, and he told them that, listen, whatever the case be, if we win or we lose, remain steadfast here without moving from this place. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made Abdullah ibn Jubayr, one sahabi, the amir of this group of sahaba. But what happened was, these Sahaba radiallahu anhum were there, and they felt that, you know what, the Muslims have won, and now they are victorious. And some of them began to say that we are going to move from here, and let's move on and fetch and collect our booty, our share in the booty. And the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum felt that, no, listen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we should remain here steadfast without moving from this place, so let us remain here and not move on from here. So وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, you began to dispute. Some said, no, let's sit. Some said, no, continue from here. وَعَصَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ مَا تُحِبُّونَ. And then what happened was, you disobeyed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you disobeyed Allah. After Allah showed you what you love. In other words, you love this ghanima, this mali ghanima, this booty is something that you, that insan, yeah, it's naturally for him to love that. So you saw this and you were happy about this, so you disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by moving away from this position and from this place that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put you. So minkum man yuridu dunya wa minkum man yuridu al-akhirah. Allah says, from among you are those people who love this dunya, and then there are those who intend. From among you are those people who intend this dunya, who want this dunya, and then from among you there are those who intend the akhirah, they desire the akhirah. So those who desire the akhirah, they remain there steadfast, and then we know what happened, the enemy came from behind them, and the enemy killed them, and from among them was the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Allah says, when this was happening, ثُمَّ صَرَفَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ لِيَبْتَلِيَكُمْ. Allah then turned you away, يعني from the kuffar. إِرَدَّكُمْ لِلْهَزِيمَ. You were once upon a time, you had the upper hand over them, but Allah then gave them the upper hand over you. Why did Allah do this? لِيَبْتَلِيَكُمْ. To test you now, to see who's the mukhlis, who's the one who's sincere, from the one who's fake. And then Allah says, وَلَقَدْ عَفَى عَنْكُمْ. But listen, after doing all of this, Allah still forgave you. Wallahu dhu fadlin ala al-mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bounteous upon the believers. Inshallah, we'll continue. The next verse explains exactly what happened after they disobeyed the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.